just to prepare you. The message is not a long message, it's a short message, but it's something that the Lord has really laid on my heart. After the message, we're going to go into a time of prayer, of specific things, and more songs. But this is where I'm asking you to be part of this. So we're going to be praying for different areas like family, church, Columbia. And if you feel led to pray for those things, just, you know, shoot up your hand and we'll bring you a mic. And in between those times, we're also going to do a hymn sing. So if there's a particular song that you really like, just shout it out and I will do my best to play it. Didn't want to put Louise on the spot. That's up to you, whatever you're comfortable with. So one finger's okay. So anyways, but let's just take a moment and pray. Father, I just thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you for this opportunity to share what you've placed on my heart. Lord, let your spirit be here with us, stirring us, encouraging us, lifting us up, and challenging us to grow deeper in our walk with you. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So a few weeks ago, this is kind of where this all came about. We were leaving church. What's the road out here? Thank you. I always get Walnut and 7th mixed up. We're driving down, and I'm like, oh, Richard, I really feel like God's going to do something. I know a lot of you have been praying for revival, but I really feel like God is going to do something. And I'm super excited about it. So anyways, I just wanted to share with you, God is moving. He is moving all around us. And I wanted to share some statistics with you. And these were pulled from Billy Graham Evangelism website, Fox Business, Wall Street Journal, Crosswalk, and CBN. So from January to October 2024, the sale of Bibles went up 22% from 2023. In January this year, January through September, January through September of this year, Bible sales went up another 11% from the year before. Now, as you know, we had a lot of things happening in the headlines nationally, between the young lady being killed on the train in North Carolina, a school shooting, you know, Charlie Kirk's assassination, and that was just national news. That's not even counting what's going on in our own areas. In September alone, in August of this year, 100.4 million Bibles were sold. Or excuse me, 1.5 million Bibles were sold. In September, 2.4 million Bibles were sold, 36% more than September last year. God is moving. He is doing something. And that's just nationally. It's not even just here in the U.S. You can look it up. There are countries around the world that are experiencing the same kind of increase in Bible sales. As you know, we were in the Halloween parade, and I gotta tell you, I was a little anxious about it because the theme was villains. And I'm like, how in the world does a church do something on villains, you know, in a parade? And so we did God is Bigger Than the Boogeyman, if you're all familiar with VeggieTales. And we handed out little tiny Jesuses to the kids and Bibles to the teenagers. 1,000 Jesuses were handed out. And as you know, we can't toss stuff in the parade. You're literally handing it to them or putting it in their bucket. I cannot tell you the excitement that we heard. We ran out. We didn't even have enough to make it through the parade. Children are screaming, I got a Jesus! Like, they were squealing. I never heard a, oh, what's that? Like, they were so excited that they got a Jesus. And the teenagers were just as excited to get a Bible. God is moving. He is doing something, and he's doing it right here in Columbia. I wanted to share with you this kind of reiterates the statistics, but this is what Crosswalk says. These are quotes from them. Data published by the Wall Street Journal showed that Bible sales were up 11% in the first 9 months of 2025, despite sales of print books declining by 1%. So overall book sales are going down, but Bible sales are going up. They also say the year-over-year increase in Bible sales in 2025 follows similar data from last year, when Circana BookScan reported that Bible sales were up 22% in the first 10 months of last year. We discussed that. Once again, far outpacing general book sales. People are searching for something. People are scared, they're depressed, they're angry, they're lost, they're hurt, they're broken, and they're looking for something, and there's something in them drawing them back to this. Whether they know it or not, they're searching for something. Now, we're going to play a video here. It's a 12-minute video. We're only going to watch like 5 minutes of it. But it's by Louis Giglio. He's a Christian author and pastor, and he's going to share a message with us. I lost the box of tissues that were up here because every time I watch it, it literally brings me to tears. Go ahead, Wes. Thank you.
And you say, well, man, that sounds good, but how do I know that's true of my life right now, Louis? I mean, that's really what we want to know tonight. And I'll tell you how you can know tonight that God will always hold you together, no matter what. It's by looking a little deeper into the human body, and it's a little protein molecule called laminin. That's about what I felt the first time I heard that. Long story short, the tour was winding down last time around. We were in Tyler, Texas. The night was over. A guy walks up to me. I wish I could tell you the whole story. It was so of God. Introduces himself to me. Says, how are you doing? I just want to say hello. I said, it's nice to meet you. He says, you guys winding the tour down. Where are you going to go from here? I said, well, I'm on my way back home to Atlanta, Georgia. He said, well, what's next for you? I said, I'm going to be preaching the next 2 Sundays for my pastor back in Atlanta. He said, oh, cool. What are you preaching on? I said, well, the series is on the glory of God in the human body. He said, that's really amazing. I'm a molecular biologist at the university down the road. Give me your talk. And I was like, oh, wow. I wasn't quite yet ready to unload the talk for a molecular biologist. So I kind of stumbled through what I had, and he's kind of being kind and gracious and like, uh-huh, that's good. And then he says, well, what's your big left hook? You got to have a left hook, a big finish, right? I said, I don't have a left hook yet. He said, oh, Louis. Oh, man, your left hook is laminin. And I'm totally blank on laminin. He goes, Louis, it's a cell adhesion molecule, protein molecule. Do you know about proteins? I'm like, no. He said, Louis, cells organize into certain molecular structures, and that determines what protein there are. There are between 10 and 60,000 proteins in the human body. We don't even know how many proteins are in the human body. But one of them is a cell adhesion molecule. It's organized into this certain structure, and that tells the cell what its job is in the body. And this one is a cell adhesion molecule. And I'm like, all right. He said, no, Louis, it's like the rebar of the human body. The steel they put in the concrete when they lay the foundations of things, it's that stuff. It's holding your membranes together. It's the glue of the human body, Louis. It's laminin. You got to tell them about laminin. And I'm like, I promise you, I'm going home and tell them about laminin. And I'm sure when I do, revival is going to sweep across the church and probably around the world when I tell them. He said, no. You got to see laminin. I'm like, okay, let's see it. He said, no, you need to go look it up online. You need to go Google laminin. I don't even know how to spell laminin. Takes his card out, he writes on the back, L-A-M-I-N-I-N. I'm like, okay, I cannot wait to get to my computer and get on Google, click on images, type in laminin, and I'm waiting, and these little thumbnails come up on the screen, and I'm like, wow. That's laminin, the cell adhesion molecule. Woo! I am so excited. I am beside myself. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I love laminin. I'm so fired up. You should see laminin, I guess. That's the thing, right? Okay. Here is a scientific diagram of the laminin cell adhesion molecule that's holding your body together right now. Okay, this is what I found right here. No, come on, that's crazy. That's just crazy. I just can't believe it. I emailed that guy back so fast, I'm like, wow, what in the world? He said, you want to see an actual laminin molecule? I'm like, oh no, man, the diagram was cool for me. I'm happy with that. Don't bother sending anything else. I'm like, yes! And he sends me this image, an electron microscopic image of an actual laminin protein molecule. It looks just like this. I'm like, how crazy is that? That the stuff that holds our bodies together, that's holding the lining of your organs together, holding your skin on, is in the perfect shape of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm crying. Because at the core of who we are, He is there. And He's nudging and He's calling us to press in, cling to Him with every fiber of our being. And He's saying it to the people out on the streets that don't even know who He is. He is calling Him, and they're going to stores and they're picking up Bibles, probably reading them for the first time in decades or the first time in their life. Church, God is moving. He is doing something, and we are right in the midst of it, and I cannot be any more grateful or humbled to be part of it and watch Him move. He wants to do something here in this church. I believe it wholeheartedly. And I'm so thankful to be walking along each and every one of you on this journey. In Colossians 1, verses 15 through 17, this is what it says. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He holds us together by His very being. We serve a good, good God. And so for the rest of the service, just want to take some time and praise Him, because doggone it, He's worth it. He is so worthy of it. So we're going to take some time right now and just pray about different topics for our church and our area. If you feel led to pray, throw up a hand. Tom will bring you a microphone, and then we'll jump right into a hymn. So right now, the first one we're going to pray for is families. Families here within our church, families in our community. Does anybody feel led to pray for families? Arch, thank you.
Heavenly Father, we praise You this day for the plan that You had for the people of this world from the very beginning. You created Adam and Eve. You blessed them. You told them to multiply. Lord God, the family is sacred to You. It's as sacred as life itself, because everything for us begins and ends with you, but it begins in a family. Our parents give life to us and then raise us. We thank you and praise you that we had parents who cared about us. Many, many of us had parents who were totally devoted to us. Lord, we pray for families around the world, that children growing up in these families would see the character of their parents and that you would draw their parents to you so that they can teach their children and set a solid foundation in their children to see you in their lives, to praise you, to grow up with a love for each other. Because you told us, Jesus, the Ten Commandments can be put into two. Love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Then love your neighbor as yourself. And we need love in this world so badly. But you want us to praise you and follow you and have good character and the power of the Holy Spirit brings and teaches us good character. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your wisdom and discernment. Thank you for carrying us through during the hard times in which you build character in us. Lord, we pray for the family that would be lifted up as people read these Bibles that they're ordering, that they would see such importance in the family and their role that you have given them as dad and as mom to raise solid children, that they would be righteous children in your name, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord, for what you are doing today, that these millions and millions of Bibles are going around the world and your word will not return void. You are doing a great thing right now. Your power is always, always greater than Satan's. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your love for us. And we just pray this in your most precious name. Amen.
Is there a particular hymn that someone would like to sing? Do we know the title?
I don't. Maybe Louise does.
Sounds vaguely familiar, like it should be called The Family of God. All right, 419. The family of God. All right. The family of God. fine. We're just going with this. 419. The family of God, 419. So next we're going to pray for the broken, the ones that are hurting and sad, the ones that are bogged down with bondage and just want to experience Christ's freedom. Does anybody feel led to pray for them? Namara, Tom up here. Namara.
Thank you, Jesus, for everything you do. Thank you, Lord, for being exactly who you say you are. I just want to take the time to pray for everyone in the world right now, because this world, this world has come down on fallen times. It's hurt many people. People use their free will to do despicable things. But the good news is that you came and you paid a price that none of us could pay. You came and you cleansed what couldn't be cleansed by us. You came and you did what we couldn't do. So I just want to be thankful. I just want to be grateful for that. And I just want to pray that you look after all who need you, all who feel alone right now, all who don't know how great and how merciful and how kind you are. I pray that you enter into their lives, and that you show them change, and that you show them revival, and you show them exactly who you are, and that you keep all the promises that you made, because that's who you are. And you told us you can't lie. You told us that you're great. You've shown that you're great. You've kept all your promises. You've been faithful. You've been loving. You've been merciful and giving beyond anything anyone could give in this world. So I just want to thank you, Lord. And I just want to pray for the homeless, for those without a house right now, and that you be their home. Because you give shelter to those in need. You give to those who don't have. You lead those who are lost. I ask that you heal the broken and that you show that there is nothing that is too small for you, too great for you. You move all things. You change all things. You make all things for your betterment, for your will, and for your good. You're not evil. You're not hateful. You're not spiteful. That's not who you are, God. You are kind. You are loving. You are good. You defeat evil all the time. So I just thank you, Lord, and I just pray for everyone who feels alone, feels without, doesn't know that they can come to you. I ask that you show up and you show out like you always do. And I ask that you just show how great you are and you bless those who have, those who don't, those who need, and those who don't know that they need but do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Is there a hymn that anyone would like to sing? Another song, Michelle? That's what I was thinking too. How great thou art. How great thou art. That's another good one. Page 147. Also up on the screen if you want to look at that. across the nation and Colombia. Let's pray, Father. Father, you are so good, so gracious, so merciful. I am so humbled that at our very core is laminin in the shape of the cross of our Savior. Father, you are stirring something here in the church and in the community, and we pray that you move in a mighty and powerful way. Father, we pray for the people that have picked up the Bibles as it was already prayed before, that they open it, that they read it, and that they get a clear understanding of who you are and what you did for them. And Father, for those that are searching, Lord, we pray that you would guide them, that you would place people in their path that are going to speak the gospel truth, that are going to share the good news of your grace and your mercy, and that they will experience the hope that we live with every single day. Father, we pray for this church. Lord, prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, prepare our voices, prepare our feet and our hands to be your vessels. Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do in this church and in Colombia. God, we can't wait to see you, how you continue to move, how you continue to touch lives and perform miracles and set people free. Oh, goodness gracious, Lord, you're so good to us. And each and every day we're going to continue to lift you up and praise you and just tell you how much we love you. And we just ask all these things in Jesus' name. Now, if we could please stand. Wes, can we pull our last hymn up? I don't know the name of it, the one we normally do at the end of service. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
He is Lord. He is.